The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this, it's the sixth day of November already. Boy, this year has gone by so fast. 2022, and we have a lot to get through tonight, so I'm going to get right to it. The title of this message was, The Crisis is Over, We Can Be at Ease. Not, and it has to do with the fact that so often when a crisis is finished, the church, they don't finish the job. The people in this country do not finish the job. They leave the job undone. And we can't do that now. We've seen what has happened to our country. The Communist Party, and I mean Antichrist, what is called Democrats today, their party is satanic. It is satanic. The Church of Satan is a part of the party, just like the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the NEA, and, well, today the FBI and the JOD, it's just a part of the Democratic Communist Party. But they're a satanic party. Everything that they embrace today is sin. It's a horrible, horrible sin. And so, here, a few years ago, what we're going to do is take a look at tonight. We're going to compare things, because like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. He said, what is, has been, what has been, will be again. And he's right. Maybe the names change and the people are different, but the program's the same. Things happen over and over. And some years ago, I don't remember the year, but I do remember it was the very same year that we had that big power outage where the grid went down here on the East Coast, and because I remember very clearly, because as I was arriving in Alabama, my wife had called me and told me, we have no power, we haven't had any for a while, I don't know how to start this generator. So I told her, I'll send somebody over there to it, and I called one of the fellows from the church who just happened to be an engineer. And he went up and started a generator so she had power, and we didn't lose all the, you know, the food in the freezers. But anyhow, I was called to Alabama by Judge Roy Moore. That's at the time when they were trying to take away, remove the Ten Commandments out of the Alabama Supreme Court. And Judge Roy Moore was the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, and he asked me if I would come down there and do a press conference. So I did, and I was down there, and Jerry Falwell was down there, and there was a whole lot of national leaders had showed up to stand with Judge Roy Moore. And so as I went down there, and we were there right there at the Supreme Court, right next, in front of the Ten Commandments, the big stone tablets. I mean, all the media was there. Now, it was a very, very hot day. I mean, it was probably about 100% humidity. And all of us guys, like I said, I had a dozen men I had taken with me. We were feeling the heat. And this little news reporter, she comes up, this cute little blonde. And I'm looking at her because she doesn't have a drop of sweat on her. And I'm thinking, how can she do that? Is her face real? You know? But she comes up, sticks a mic in my face, and asks me, why did you come down here from Ohio with these men? Well, I had told the men previously, because I knew that I was going to be asked these questions, watch what happens when I say the word communism. Watch what happens. So I told her, I said, well, here's why. Because we have two nations occupying one land. And you can't have two nations occupying one land without eventually war. Okay? And she said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, one nation you have are those Christian patriots who want to restore America back to one nation under God. They're for God, country, family. And the other nation is, she said, and what is the other nation? I said, those that want to take America into cultural Marxism or communism. And when I said communism, the one cameraman yelled, that's the word, fellas. And all the cameras, they all shut off right there. That was the word. So I told her, I said, look, I just came up here and it's really hot and gave you an interview. And I want to ask you to do me one thing. All I want you to do is say the word communism. That's all I want to do. And she said, I can't. I said, you have been told never to let that word roll out from underneath your nose and past your tongue, huh? She says, yes, that's true. I'm not allowed to say that word, communism. Well, now they do. Now they openly, they're embracing it. But back then, they weren't allowed to even mention. Why? Well, the Democratic Party is Communist Party. It is the Communist Party. But anyhow, so we're going to take a look tonight in Ezekiel chapter 23. And in this chapter, we're going to take it's an allegory. This is an allegory. It's not like in Hosea chapter 4, where Gomer, the whore, was a real person. And here, you have Ahola and Aholabah, which are two sisters. But these two sisters that I'm referring to are actually two cities, Samaria and Israel and Jerusalem, Samaria and Jerusalem. But more than that, they also represented the two kingdoms, Judah and Israel, the northern, which was Israel, and the southern, which was Judah, which were the two tribes, or the two divided nations. And so that's where we're going to pick up. We're going to start here tonight. And there'll be some words that some of you aren't used to hearing, so I'll try to explain as we go through here. Now, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother. The one mother was the nation of Israel. And they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breasts pressed. Well, that means fondled. Their breasts were fondled. And they were bruised in the teats of their virginity. That means they lost their virginity. They lost their virginity. And the names of them were Ahola, the elder, and Aholabah, her sister. And they were mine, and they bear sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Ahola, and Jerusalem Aholabah. Now, here, uh, when we take a look at that, Ahola means her tent, Ahola means her tent. And then Aholibah means in her tent, okay? Which, in other words, Aholibah, it was in Ahola's tent. And so it goes on to say, and Ahola played the harlot when she was mine. And she doted. Now, the word doted is means lusted for. On her stately bed, and a table prepared before it, whereupon thou hast set mine incense and mine oil. And the voice of a multitude being at ease with her. Now, here, this is mean not vigilant, not being responsible. And with the men of the common sort were brought Sabians from the wilderness, which put bracelets upon their heads and beautiful crowns. You know what? I skipped a page. I'm sorry. Let me go back to where I was. I just noticed this something's not right here. Okay. It says that Aloha played the harlot, and she was mine, and she doted on her lovers in the Assyrian, her neighbors, which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Thus she committed her whoredoms with them, and with all them that were the chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she doted. With all their idols she defiled herself. Neither left her sister whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and they poured their whoredom upon her. Wherefore I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the land of the Assyrians, upon whom she doted. These discovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters and slew her with a sword. And she became famous among women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Aholibah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she had in her whoredoms, more than her sister in her whoredoms. She doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbors, captains and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. Then I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way, and that she increased in her whoredoms. For when she portrayed upon the wall the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with vermilion. Now, I want to go back because to verse 12, when it says she doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbors and captains and rulers, and clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. Now, this was referring to a specific time in 2 Kings chapter 16. In fact, let me go over to 2 Kings chapter 16 real quickly. And this was referring to as a special event. And unfortunately, folks, I still don't have complete use of my left arm because of the accident I had. So I have to turn the pages and do everything right now. I can't raise that hand up to this point up on the counter yet. But let me go. And this is the specific event that it raised. Then Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king over Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war. And they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drove the Jews from Elath, And the Assyrians came to Elath and dwelt there unto this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria that was risen. And so, and Ahaz took silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria hearkened unto him, for the people of Assyria went up against Damascus, and took it, and carried the people of it captive. Now, let me go back first of all, and we want to compare it, because what we're comparing here is these two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdom of Israel, to America today, to the way America, because it was divided, and how America is split up. Now, what was happening is both of these, both the northern and the southern kingdom, felt that they were morally superior to the other. And here now, they got a shock when God referred to them as whores, as whorish women, and who had been, had been whored. And so, here, the citizens of Jerusalem had been, well, they scorned their sister city of Samaria, again, thinking that they were morally superior to those in Samaria. But again, God shocked them both by calling them filthy whores. He referred to them as filthy whores. Now, Ahola, again, that meant her tent. The northern kingdom of Israel was lured away from God by the wealth and the power of the Assyrians. The southern kingdom, Judah, Allahabba, was drawn away first with Babylon, and then with Egypt. And so, here, Allahabba means, again, my tent and her, and her sister's tent. She was worse than her sister because when she saw the judgment on her sister, she continued to lust after the Assyrians and the Babylonians. And here, now, when you compare these two cities with America, or the two countries, the two kingdoms, today, the Democrats have committed adultery. Well, they've committed adultery with the Chinese communists and corrupt governments all over the world, especially Ukraine, with all the money laundering and all the corruption in investments and money laundering that the Democratic leaders were doing in Ukraine. And here now, with they've committed whoredom, adultery with the intelligence agencies, with big tech, with the teachers' unions, with Hollywood, with the sodomites, with the pedophiles, and even with all of the corrupt bodies, with all of them, and even with the rhino Republicans. Now, you say, well, why didn't they go to God? God told them, look, if you will repent, and if you will trust and be obedient to me, I will deliver you out of the hand of your enemies. There's no enemy out there that can stand against me. If you will be obedient to me, and again, repent and be obedient, I will deliver you. I will go before you. But here's the problem. The problem is, you see, they wanted to go to Egypt, or they wanted to go to the Babylonians, because they did not want to give up their sin. They didn't want to give up their sin. And folks, that is so the way it is today with the Democratic Communist Party in America. But the Republican Party is not lily white either. You see, the Republican Party, with a few righteous exceptions, and I praise the good Lord that we have people like Jim Jordan, like Matt Cruz, like that Margaret Taylor Greene woman, like Matt Gaetz. I was Ted Cruz, not Matt Cruz. Like Matt Gaetz, and Josh Hawley out there. Praise the good Lord for people like him, Louis Gohmert. And there's others that are conservative, and I can't think of them all right now. But for those, but they're a small percentage. They're a very small percentage. And here, with the exception, but the Republican Party went a-whoring, and they betrayed us who truly want to restore America back again to one nation under God. When they betrayed President Donald J. Trump on January 6, 2021, they betrayed all of us. It always seems like when we expect them to stand with us on things like sodomite marriage, if they could, how many of these voted in favor of the sodomite marriage? Yeah, they did. And especially on so many of the abortion bills. How many times have you heard this, that the decision should be made by the states? The decision should be made by the states. Let me tell you something here. Here's reality. God made that decision a long time ago. Abortion is murder. For 300 years in this country, it was a crime punishable by prison. And it should be. It's still a horrible crime. It's a horrible sin. So when they say that it should be by the states, that's a stupid statement. People that say that must not really believe in God, you see. And that's why what he was saying here with Israel and Judah, how they did not want to give up their sin. They just didn't want to. So they went to these other countries for protection so that they could continue. And, well, things never worked out very good for them, okay? For example, when we were talking about over there in 2 Kings chapter 6, here, the king of Syria did come down, and he did destroy Rezin, the king of Syria. Now, we're talking about Assyria versus Syria. Now, the king of Assyria did come down, destroy the kingdom of Syria, and killed Rezin, the king. But in the process of doing that, let me go back over there to that passage and read it again, because here, so Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I'm the servant, and his son come up and gave me out of the hand of the king of Assyria. Well, in the process, what did he do? He took money out of the treasurer's, the house of the Lord. He found gold. He took silver and gold that was in the house of the Lord, and then out of his own treasury, and he gave it to the king of Assyria. Well, when the king of Assyria came through, he took captive. He carried the people captive, and he slew Rezin. But he took a lot of those people that Ahab's people and took them captive. So he did deliver him out of his enemy's hand, but in the long run, he came off worse than better. And so here now, when we take a look at how the Democrats and the Republicans both, how they've gone whoring. They don't want to give up their sin. They don't really want to give up their sin. Now, again, I praise the good Lord for the, those few in the Republican Party, that small percentage of would say patriotic Christian men. I praise the good Lord for them. But again, here, when you take a look at this, this Tiglath-Pileser, because the Assyrians had captured Damascus and the capital of Syria, Ahaz was afraid of, a southern sweep, but was relying more on money than on God to keep the powerful king out of his land. And his plan failed. Although Tiglath-Pileser did conquer Judah, he caused so much trouble. And Ahaz regretted ever asking for his help. And so here, as we look here, now, today, again, when we see, just as the church, for example, we've got, the church has trusted in big government, those that refer to as the church, that it's called the church in this country, they've trusted in big government and social programs to do what they, the church, should be doing. Remember Matthew 25? The church should be feeding the hungry. And the church used to do that. The church should be clothing the naked. The church should be visiting those that are sick and in prison. The church used to do all of these things, see? But then all of a sudden, you got the 501c3, and you come up with all of these government programs. And then the church stopped doing what the church was supposed to do, and they trusted government with their money. And here now, they got involved with all of these social government programs. First thing you know, you had Social Security, you had the income tax, and they gladly took money from the government. Remember when this COVID thing happened the last couple of years? And all this government money, which all they did was fire up the printing presses, folks, making what you own, your dollar, worth less. And all this government money given to people who didn't want to work. And so now in this country, you've got a work ethic that has hit the basement floor. You have businesses out there, for every single person that is unemployed, you have two jobs available. That's right. You have two jobs available for every single person that's unemployed. I remember earlier this year, I was speaking at a big Patriot rally down in Cincinnati. And afterwards, we went out to eat. We went to the first restaurant. It was a Bob Evans. They had a big sign, "Sorry, we're closed due to lack of help, work." And then we went to two others. We went to a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Same thing. "Sorry, due to shortage of labor." And so finally, on the fourth place we went, it was open, and we got some dinner. But here, they had signs for help wanted all over the place. No, people were sitting home, living off the government's dole. Margaret Thatcher said that socialism works fine until they run out of other people's money. And that's exactly what's happening today in America today. And so today we see the corrupt government transferring funds, folks, from the military and from the Veterans Administration to illegal aliens, some who are terrorists. That's right. They're transferring funds from the veterans, the VA, to give these illegal aliens the best health care. They put some of them up in four-star hotels, folks, on your dime, on your dollar. This is what, it's the Biden regime with AOC and all those hussies from hell, with crazy Bernie Sanders and these people saying, look, you're in the White House. You can do whatever you want. Step on their face. And that's exactly what the Biden regime has decided. It was going to step on our faces. Well, enough is enough. We've had enough. And this is why it's so very important that you get out there and vote on Tuesday. Now, we know, well, we absolutely know, they've already been numerous cases where the Democrats have been caught with more election fraud, trying to rig things. But if we come out in overwhelming numbers, they can't do it. It's so much easier to throw an election if it's close than if it is if it's not. So this is why the American people, the Christian America, needs to come out in large, huge numbers this coming Tuesday. Now, here, like Hezekiah trusted the Chaldeans, America has trusted a corrupt government that sold us out. They sold us out to China, for example. Do you know, it's an interesting thing. Here, the second largest landowner in America is China. And they're buying up land around military bases. They're buying up land around our major power grids. Now, folks, you know, they say, well, oh my gosh, you know, during Joe Obama, now 5 million illegal aliens have come up because, well, Joe Obama was the gatekeeper. The Biden crime cartel, their job was to keep the gates open for the fentanyl to flow in, for the drug cartels to bring their money in. By the way, $14 trillion, they made $14 trillion, okay? And then to have the human smugglers, the human traffickers, they're finding truckloads of them every day. But the Biden crime family, their job was to keep the border open, keep the gate open so that they could come in. We've been sold out. We've been betrayed. This is high treason, what has happened here in America. And so, here, we're watching because the church can be spiritually promiscuous by seeking advice. Today we see this. So when so many people, so many professing Christians and pastors talking about seeing their therapist, seeing their counselors, seeing their lawyers, instead of going to God's word, the answer to the world's problems are all right in this book, right here, the King James Bible. But they don't want to go there because they don't really want to abide by the word of God. They do not want to give up their sin. And so by doing that, they're actually committing spiritual whoredom. Now, here, I want to go back to where we left off. And the Babylonians came into her bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredom, and she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. So she discovered her whoredoms and discovered her nakedness. Then my mind was alienated from her, like my mind was alienated from her sister. Yet she multiplied her whoredoms in calling to remembrance the days of her youth, when she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt, where she doted upon her paramours. Paramours are her lovers. The paramours are her lovers. And so here, he goes on to say, thus callest to remembrance the lewdness of thy youth, and bruising thy teats by the Egyptians for the paps of thy youth. In other words, they took away her virginity. Now, I want to go now over to and I've got to turn my page if I can. I want to go now to over to Isaiah chapter 39. Isaiah chapter 39. In Isaiah chapter 39, we read verses 1 through 8. Now, here you're going to see that Baladan, the king of Babylon, had sent a present to Hezekiah. And King Hezekiah, well, I'll just read it, and then we'll show you how it applies to us in America today. After that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of the precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed him not. And then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, Well, they came from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is mine in my house have they seen. There's nothing among my treasures that I've not showed them. And then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons they shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the place of thy kingdom of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken. He said, Moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. So God had promised him there would be peace and truth. So this didn't happen right away. But when it did take place, what happened was he was taken by the king of Babylon. He was blinded. They put his eyes out, and they killed. Before they did that, they killed his sons in front of him. And so here now, America has not kept eternal vigilance, as we were warned to do by the founding fathers. We allowed corrupt politicians. Well, you remember what? Because of what he said. Remember, we allowed Bill and Hillary. Bill Clinton advanced China. Through technology, he advanced the Chinese army, 25 years. He advanced them. He sold us out and advanced the Chinese military 25 years in one short spurt. And then don't forget Hillary. Remember Russia, Russia, Russia? She sold 25% of our total uranium. 25, that's a lot, to the Russians. To make bombs with and to sell to Iran. And that uranium which you know can be used as nuclear weapons from our enemies. They sold us out. Oh, much worse than Hezekiah showing them, but because he took them in and he showed them his military showed him his weapons and that cost him. But here now We see how Obama, and the Democrats today, they're selling us our technology to China. They're selling uranium to the Russians, our health care to Big Pharma. We've been sold out to Big Pharma. I don't know how many Americans are going to die now from the bioweapons. America was at ease with her enemies and not in touch with God. Remember, the Founding Fathers said total vigilance. Folks, if we have a good day on Tuesday, if we win the House and the Senate back, okay, let me just give you a scenario that people know about that. The Speaker of the House, the Speaker of the House does not have to be a congressman. Doesn't have to be. All they have to do is be voted in by the House with a majority vote. Now, Donald J. Trump can be elected Speaker of the House. And if he is, he could initiate right away impeachment. And if we get a majority in the House and the Senate, they can impeach Joe Obama, Kamala Harris, Merrick Garland, Chris Wray. These people have all committed a huge amount of crimes. And all the crimes are documented. They've committed tons and tons of crimes. Well, Nancy Pelosi won't be there, but he could still go after her with all of that insider trader stuff, too. But you see, just like what they tried to do here, he showed them all of that. And so Babylon did. God had promised him a time of rest. He got his rest, and then everything went terribly south for him because he did to Judah what Bill Clinton and Hillary has done to America. Now, there's another thing today in America. Have you noticed the crickets about what is happening so much with the bioweapon? Now, what am I talking about? Well, there are people that should have known better, people that really, really should have known better, pastors that came out and told people, yes, I got the vax, I got the shot. They should have known better. They should have known better because pharmakia means wizardry or witchcraft. And some of these very well-known pastors that came out and got the shots, some of them right now are sick. But they should have known better, and they encouraged people who believed in these pastors. Some of them even set up and allowed them to come in on their church grounds, on their churches, and give people the deadly poke. Now, since then, because, well, again, like I said, some of these celebrity preachers got sick. And by the way, did you know that for people in Britain, according to their medical journal, that's the equivalent of our AMA, which I don't put much trust in anymore at all, but they just had a big report. In Britain, they've got more ability to put the truth out. They're not censored so heavy as we are here. But they said that 91% of the people that have died from the COVID shot, or from what they call COVID-19, 91% of the people that have died from COVID-19 had received 3 shots. Listen to me. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Then they go on to say that 97% of the people that have died for COVID had gotten all 4 shots. Now, let me just tell you this. People, they're dropping all over this country, but you're not going to see any of it in the fake news media. You won't do that. You won't see it in the fake news media here. But I did say we did get a lot of feedback from people who listened to this program, and for that reason, they refused the shots. Now, again, they should have known. They should have known. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, me read, starting in a verse. You know what? I got to take a swig. I got to here for a minute just water my pipes. All right. This is my third time I preach this message today. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and you will be, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, what the Apostle Paul is doing here, he is urging believers not to form relationships with non-believers. To separate yourself from the ways and the practices of the worldly. You know, what are we talking about? Well, we just mentioned Big Pharma. Have nothing to do with Big Pharma. Nothing to do with that. It's witchcraft. You know, the corrupt high tech in this country today. It has become so corrupt and so antichrist and so worldly. With the mainstream media. With the mainstream media. With the government schools out there, with Hollywood, with all of these things today, the woke corporations, these so-called woke basketball, football, baseball teams, have nothing to do with them. Now, we are to be separatists. We are to be separatists here. And so, but you'll often hear the fake news media try to make it sound like being a separatist is the same as being a supremacist. They're two different things. A separatist is not a supremacist, folks. You know, I'm a white separatist. We have people in our church that are black separatists. We have young separatists. We have old separatists. We have fat separatists, skinny separatists. We have male separatists, female separatists. We're separatists, meaning we separate ourselves from the things of the world. But they kept trying to refer to Randy Weaver as a white supremacist. Randy Weaver, I knew Randy Weaver. He was no white supremacist. He wanted to be left alone. Just leave me alone, okay? Here, by having and forming relationships for be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I've done a lot of weddings in my time, a lot. And I always have several sessions, counseling sessions, and I will not marry an unbeliever to a believer. But here's a problem that you have, you see. When people who are not truly, really saved, but they've fallen in love, especially younger couples, and they want to get married, and you doubt, you know, you ask them, well, look, are you saved? Have you been born again? You know, some of them are told, listen, if you want to marry her, you better tell the preacher that you're saved too, that she's a Christian, you're a Christian too, whether you are or not. You better tell the preacher. Well, when you counsel these people, since we cannot look upon their hearts. And, you know, I can't look upon the hearts of people, but I can feel sometimes I might be familiar with some of their past, and I just have the opinion, look, I don't think that person's saved, but I'm bound, because I can't look upon their heart, to take them by their profession. Now, if they're lying, they're lying to the Holy Spirit, you see. And you don't ever get away with that. You don't get away with that ever. And so here, and so many things, same thing with baptism. I've baptized so many people in my life, my years, and you ask them, why do you want to be baptized? Well, they'll tell you, they'll make a profession of faith in this and that. And even by, I remember baptizing some people. They said all the right things you have to say, and very shortly after, seeing especially one individual living like the devil out there. This is why the Lord Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And so here, today especially, we have to make sure, look, that in the world we're living in, over the years, I've done a lot of debates, but I've never lost a debate. Never lost a debate. It's not because I'm such a brilliant and great debater. No. But I have access to the greatest source of knowledge and information that ever existed. It's right here in front of me, you see. And what I do is I never allow my opposition to frame the debate. And the way they do it is by twisting and spitting words. And if I'm debating with them and one of them refers, say, to themselves as a transgender, and I say, well, then, in other words, you're telling me you're gender disoriented. You see, I don't let them use their terminology, because these people that refer to themselves as transgender, that's all in their head, folks. It's all in their head. And that's why you say, so you're gender disoriented. Those that those that refer to themselves out there today as trans species, they're trans species. They're they're part human, but you know, they can be a wolf or a bear or something too. And again, all of that is in their head. So I refer to them, so I say, then you're telling me you're reality challenged. You're reality challenged. See, if they tell me that their minor attraction, that's the new name they're trying to give for pedophiles. I'll tell them, so you're, in other words, you're telling me you're a perverted pedophile. You can't let them get away with these things, okay? Today, it's amazing things. Just like it says in Daniel chapter 4, Daniel chapter 12, 3 and 4, how knowledge is going to be increased. Knowledge is going to be increased in the last days and rapidly. You have all of these new terms and new, every day something new coming up out there, folks. Today, well, swingers, I guess, has not been so new, the term swingers, meaning people that go out and they swap wives and do things like that. But you have the new terms out there, like hot wives, for example. Hot wives. And I had mentioned before, you had those women there who was on that talk show, and they want to know, well, what do you mean? What's your definition? How would you describe yourself? One says, well, I'm sexually liberated. I got sexual freedom. The other one said, I'm desirable. I'm sexually desirable and available. And the third one says, We're whores. We're whores. And the third one was right. That's what these women were doing, was committing whoredom, just like here in our scripture tonight. And today I was watching, well, actually it was last night, you had these three people running for Congress. You had two women and a man. Now, the two ladies were conservative, and they were talking about, number one issue was crime. Their number one issue was crime. Number two was inflation. And they were concerned about the school and the children and the textbooks. But when the guy come on who was running, he said, look, he was a black man. He was running for Congress. He said, my number one issue are these fools. He said, these people out there that think men can be having babies, they don't know what a woman is. They think that children can be squirrels. I mean, he said, these people are fools. And he said, they're dangerous. It's dangerous to have a country and run by fools. And this guy came right out and he made sense, because that's what God's Word, the Bible, refers to, as simple-minded. These are simple-minded people out there. And why is it? Because you've allowed them to do it. And this is why we must never, never let them frame the debate. No, for no reason, don't ever use their terminology. I was asked, one of the men asked me today, his name was Mike. He said, well, give me an example of how you would do that. I said, okay, Mike. Here's an example. You and I are going to debate. Now, during debate, here's the rules. I'm going to frame the debate. The rules are, when they refer to you, they're going to refer to you as old lying Mike, old lying Mike. Now, when they refer to me, they refer to me as truthful Pastor Ernie. See, so this question will be for the truthful Pastor Ernie, or this question is going to be for old lying Mike. He said, hey, you know, I see what you mean, you see. That's what they're doing, folks. That's what they've been doing. And we can't let them continue. We've got to take our nation back. And once it's back, we've got to clean out the swamp. We've got to drain the swamp. We've got to clean them from top to bottom. Those people that have committed these horrible crimes, horrible crimes, horrible crimes against our country, they need to go to jail, prison. In fact, they need to go to that very filthy, dirty Washington, D.C. jails where they're holding our Christian patriots, the heroes of the faith there. That's where these crooked, corrupt politicians need to go, right there, folks. So you get out there, vote on Tuesday. We've got to take our country back, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And folks, remember they say America, home of the free and, home of the brave. But anyhow, America is home of the free because of the brave. They're home of the free. And if we don't fight and take it back now, we'll lose all of what freedoms we have left. Well, I guess we're running out of time for tonight. I want to thank all of you for listening out there. Have a blessed night. And until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And remember, always, 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 and I do mean always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.